we advance spiritually. November 14, God does not limit our advancement, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Colossians 1, 10 and 11. God fixes no limit to the advancement of those who are filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Through prayer, through watchfulness, through growth in understanding, we are strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. God's plan for us is so broad, so full, so complete, that we have every reason for cooperating wholeheartedly with him in carrying it out. There is no reason for hesitancy on our part. We need to draw fresh supplies daily from the great storehouse of God's Word. This will give no time for novel reading or for anything else that does not edify and strengthen for every good work. The riches of heaven are at the command of God's children. Every day the tempter will be on your track with some delusive, plausible excuse for your self-serving, your self-pleasing. The one whose heart is wholly given to God, the one who by faith receives Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, will reveal a steady growth in spirituality, in vigor of piety, in fixedness of purpose, in fidelity at any cost to the principles of our faith. God will honor and uphold every true-hearted, earnest soul who is seeking to walk before him in the perfection of the grace of Christ. The Lord Jesus will never leave nor forsake one humble, trembling soul. Can we with keen, sanctified perception appreciate the strength of the promises of God and appropriate them to our individual selves? Not because we are worthy, but because Christ is worthy. Not because we are righteous, but by living faith we claim the righteousness of Christ in our behalf.